Audio Bible Ministry mourns the impact of India's violence. Ike kills four in Cuba and worsens damage left by Gustav. And a Living Water team brings clean water and the gospel to West Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the media has all but ignored the anti-Christian violence in India's Orissa state, Christians are continuing to count the cost. Faith Comes by Hearing produces God's Word in audio. The ministry's Ray Warrior says the violence has hit their Orissa state recording project especially hard.
During that particular recording, which we had to halt, three of our readers have been killed. And they were killed not for participating. They were killed because they're Christian.
In addition to that, the project manager's two uncles were killed. That recording is on hold. Warrior was overcome with
the pain of losing friends, people who are devoted to this work, the sorrow of having them go through this agony, and pride that they are willing to put their lives on the line for the work of the Lord.
Despite the attacks, these believers tell Warrior the work will continue.
They don't feel that they should stop doing the work of the Lord to protect their own personal safety.
Next, Open Doors is urging Christians in the U.S. to ask the Indian government to protect persecuted believers in Orissa. Accused of assassinating a Hindu leader in August, Christians face reprisal attacks from Hindu extremists, resulting in burned churches, the loss of life, and ministry disruption. Thousands remain in the forest and refugee camps for shelter. Open Doors urges believers to join the advocacy campaign. You're listening to Mission Network News. More than 1 million people evacuated their homes in Cuba as Hurricane Ike tore into the country, killing at least four people. In his wake included 20 inches of rain and damage left by 100-mile-an-hour winds. International Aid Sonny Enriquez says their partners in Cuba are asking for help.
International Aid was in contact with our partners there, who we work with, the Council of Christian Churches. And they have been fielding assessment teams.
By working with a vibrant church there, the teams will have a great opportunity to act as the hands and feet of Christ. There's lots to do. Enrique says Ike's fury compounded the damage done by Hurricane Gustav.
The initial requests that were made to us was in the form of housing assistance, but international aid being health focused is looking more in the areas of disease prevention and first aid responses. So we are mobilizing a lot of our hygiene kits until we get word from our partners if they are ready to receive and distribute them.
Meanwhile, this fall, inmates are wrapping up the first round of Crossroad Bible Institute's college-level courses. The class consists of 13 distance learning lessons that challenge students to create a biblical framework for life. Crossroad's David Scheringa says,
we're real excited about these latest two courses, Christian Worldview 1 and Christian Worldview 2, because they are based on Chuck Colson's book, How Now Shall We Live? It's just a fantastic book about how Christianity impacts our lives in society.
The Center for Advanced Studies, the academic and research arm of Crossroad Bible Institute, offers the classes. The success of the pilot course is leading to hopes for growth.
We would like to see this program develop into a two-year degree program so that they can leave with an Associate of Arts degree, and then they would be halfway through their college experience. But right now we're completing the first year of courses, and we are licensed to be able to hand them a diploma in biblical studies, so they leave with some credentials.
And a Living Water International team brought clean water and the hope of Christ to a community in Sierra Leone. After fixing a pump that had been broken for 2 months, the team dedicated the new pump to God and shared the message of Christ as the living water with the community. The advocacy campaign sponsored the well and worked with Living Water International to bring clean water to Sierra Leone. Pray for the community to benefit from this well. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution against Christians is growing around the world. For a suggested donation, MNN wants to help you learn about it with a book and CD called Better Than Life. These two resources will tell you about today's persecuted believers, while the music will inspire you to share your faith no matter what the cost. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.